Talk Live, 55-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on our live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Derek J.
And Adam Kogesh.
And you can call in and participate with us by calling 855-450-3733. Or you can participate on the website at freetalklive.com by, you know, linking to blog posts or stories that you think are important. Other people can vote on your submission. You can vote on theirs. Vote them up, vote them down, comment, that kind of thing. Anything you want to do. Freetalklive.com. Guys, you know, the great Republican debate was last night. What are we at now? Six or seven of them? And I guess we have to spend a little time talking about it.
But Mark, this was the Tea Party debate.
That's right, a special. At the Tea Party debate, Ron Paul gets some boos for suggesting that maybe we lower our tax burden by getting out of some of these dumb countries. Let's go first to Steve in Seattle. Steve?
Hey there. It's not the subject you wanted to talk about, but I wanted to mention this. Several years ago, I was kicked out of a group called Atheists of Florida. I'm an atheist, and it's not a big part of my life, but, you know, I'm not quiet about it if asked, but I don't volunteer it if I'm not asked. But
that's got to be a hard group to get kicked out of.
Yeah, well, will you hear why? They had a governor down there, Charlie Crist. And he was apparently at a campaign stop for his reelection campaign. And despite the fact that there was people there and media, this one single atheist member of this this group, Atheists of Florida, claimed that Crist assaulted him by ripping a button that said atheist. He had a button on his shirt that said atheist. Ripped it off his shirt and then insulted all atheists, saying, I forget the exact words, but, you know, we're all stupid and going to hell or something like that. I don't remember.
I love that. I bet you were offended by the thought that you might go to hell.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that I was on their mailing list, and I had attended a couple of their meetups that they had had. And
what, Satan has a mailing list?
What's that?
Satan has a mailing list?
Yeah. Yeah. And they sent out a call to arms, basically. Oh, we need to start a letter-writing campaign. We're going to look into legal action. We're going to alert the media about this. Charlie Crist is the bigot and all this. And so I started saying, maybe I'm too much of a libertarian. I want evidence. And so I started sending out, you know, when you're on these mailing lists, if you hit reply, everybody receives it, right? So I started saying, well, you know, I didn't see this, any blogger report this. I didn't see this in any media. There were people there. How come that there's utter silence except for this one guy who says it happened? How come nobody else has mentioned this?
Right. It does sound like kind of an unlikely, contrived story. I mean, politicians are evil, violent extremists by and large, but they're not dumb enough.
They're out dealing with the public.
Right. They need atheist votes, too.
And I mentioned that, and I said, why would a politician, who the job of a politician is to try to make everybody happy, why would a politician do that? And I made a few of these points. Well, next thing you know, there was dead silence, and I later found out that I got removed from their mailing list. And then I got a 3-page email from one of the head honchos of this organization officially kicking me out, telling me I'm not invited to return to their little meetup things, and telling me that I'm obviously a Christian infiltrator trying to cause division in their ranks. And furthermore, they had plugged my email into Facebook, and they found my Facebook page, and they said that I was a traitor and a capitalist.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I have I felt oftentimes that these, the particularly verbose atheists often have this kind of complex where they want problems and they want to create problems where there are none. And, you know, I think that it's one thing to make a kid stand up and pledge allegiance to a flag and to God and all that stuff. It's another thing entirely to call your town Las Cruces from, you know, 200 years ago. And, like, maybe there's a middle ground to be had here, but I think that likely that atheist organization either didn't get anywhere with it or they were made fools of, because I haven't heard anything about this story.
And the public's reaction would have been about what yours was.
Yeah, it was. I think it was total poppycock. And I felt like writing, and I just ignored him, and I felt like I should write him back and say, what am I a traitor to? Atheism? America? I mean, what,
and Steve,
in what sense is being for free markets, let's say it that way, in what sense is that at all contrary to being an atheist? And I agree, Mark, so you're right. It's like they can't wait to be offended. That's what their whole thing is. They can't wait to be offended about something. Well, I'm not like that. Atheism is not important in my life, so I didn't really fight it too much.
Well, it sounds like evidence is pretty important to your life, Steve, and I'm really glad that you had the courage to bring it up to the group. Was the person who made the accusation one of the favored among the group?
Yeah, he was like their
cult leader.
He called himself a journalist. I think that he was a journalist in the sense that, like, a blogger is a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like their media relations guy. Basically, he was going to try – the whole idea of him showing up in this campaign spot was to – sort of ask Charlie Crist some questions and try to get him to make some outrageous statement about atheists. And what I think happened is when this didn't happen, when it didn't materialize like he thought it was going to happen, he thought, well, I'll just make it up from whole cloth. That's what I think happened.
Could very well be. You know, I mean, I would be interested in what some politicians would have to say regarding atheism. As I understand, Americans would be more likely to elect a Muslim than they would to be elect an atheist to a political office. And even though politicians mostly don't, I mean, most of them, you don't know much about their church-going activities and that kind of thing. So why is it that big of a deal? I mean, clearly Clinton didn't spend that much time in church. I haven't heard anything about Obama going to church ever since he ran. I mean, they made a big deal about what church he went to prior to getting into the office, but I don't know anything about what church he's going to now.
Right.
These politicians and their church going doesn't really seem to matter much.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And then you guys you opened up the show. You were going to talk about the debate last night. Well, I'm a admin on a Facebook page called I Bet Ludwig von Mises Can Get More Fans Than John Maynard Keynes. It's a long, clumsy title, but it's got a lot of fans. Like almost.
You're the guy behind that one.
I'm
awesome.
One of them, yeah, there's like eight of us, they were having a sort of a running thing going about like a running thread on during the debate last night. And somebody said, well, I can't vote for anybody like Ron Paul or Rick Perry who's a creationist. And I made the comment, listen, man, you know, Rick Perry believes in government solutions to personal, social, and economic problems. And to me, I don't give a crap if he's a creationist or what he believes in terms of that. That's absolutely irrelevant. I mean,
it's like the great libertarian conspiracy to take over the world and leave everyone alone. Who do you care? why do you care who's in charge at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a crap if Ron Paul believes that every single word of Genesis is the absolute literal truth. The man believes in freedom, and to me that's what's important. Atheism is not important. Liberty is. That's my bottom line on that.
Yeah, and it's funny to hear people get on this one particular issue as to why they couldn't possibly vote for this person or that, especially when it comes to president. I mean, mostly their job is foreign policy. I mean, they get blamed for the economy, and there's no doubt that there's some effect, but mostly, what the president is like the bull rider trying to stay on for 8 seconds.
I mean, 8 years.
8 years. I mean, that's essentially what it comes down to. I mean, the president doesn't have nearly the effect on the economy that Congress does, frankly. And I'll say that the president can wrangle Congress a bit, but mostly foreign policy is what a president does.
How about the government doesn't have the same effect of the economy as the free, voluntary actors in it?
That much is
true,
too. Yep. Thanks very much, Steve. You know, if Democrats really wanted to act Democratic, they would switch party to Republican and vote for Ron Paul, because he can really have an effect on foreign policy, and he has foreign policy they like. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
(855-453). That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Derek J.
And Adam Goka.
So, we were, you know, Adam, we were talking about the Republican debate prior to the show coming on, and I just wanted to see if you had any thoughts.
Well, it's good to be able to cover the debate and only cover it, really reduce it to what the important change in dynamic is, because basically these are infomercials that go on and on and on, and they get really boring, right. And you feel dumber for having watched at the end of them. So that's why it's great to have a show like Free Talk Live, where we can just go over this and put it in proper context and really cover what came out of it as news. And there wasn't a whole lot, although it's nice to see that my prediction about Rick Perry is roughly holding true, that he was kind of a flash in the pan candidate, that it was the, ooh, Texas governor effect with the Republican base, and that's all it was.
Okay, I don't know. That's the impression I had for a while, but I thought that was still with him. You're not, you disagree?
Well, no. My point is that it's still with him, but it's fading fast. And okay. That was my point, is that when he announced that there would be, I didn't predict that he would be the front runner, but that he would, if he came in, he would be well received with the ooh Texas governor effect. And then as soon as people looked at his record and were like, oh, forced vaccinations, used to campaign for Al Gore.
Ew.
Like, that was going to go away really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, if the forced vaccinations don't get you, and the fact is that the audience was split, right? But Michelle Bachmann was going after him like a pit bull on this forced vaccination thing, you know. And frankly, I think Michelle Bachmann was the winner of the entire event. But, you know, she was after him and after him and after him on this one, and a lot of the audience was with her, lots of clapping, and then he'd make some good point and they'd clap back and that kind of thing. But if the forced vaccinations don't get you, likely the campaigning for Al Gore will.
Yeah, he's got something for everybody in the Republican base to hate him. So, but here's a quote from Bachmann. About the attack, to have innocent little 12-year-old girls be forced to have a government injection through an executive order is just wrong. Little girls who have a negative reaction to this potentially dangerous drug don't get a mulligan. So, I mean, a nice golf, you know, elitist sort of, I don't know, maybe you know, reference, okay. Right. Oh, you golfer governor types, you know, whatever. I don't know if there was some deliberate insinuation there, but it was clever. And as she went on, there was a big drug company that made millions of dollars because of this mandate. The governor's former chief of staff was the chief lobbyist for this drug company.
Now, that's suspicious, yep.
Now, Perry has apologized for this, but it hasn't come out. Right, no, he never came out and said, because I respect health freedom, or because I respect your right to not have the government forcibly insert something into your body or your daughter's body. Like, that didn't, no, that wasn't it.
I'm really sorry that this went so poorly for me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's basically his take. So here's what he sees. He said, at the end of the day, this was about trying to stop a cancer. A hypothetical cancer in all 12-year-old girls in Texas, right? Yeah.
Well, one's got to say that the HPV, the human papillomavirus, is certainly, I mean, a lot of people get it, and it can cause cervical cancer. Mostly it doesn't.
No, this is the one that, like, 80% of the population has already.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we get a doctor to call in
people,
and put this.
Got
in. Yeah, exactly. And it's the kind of thing. Like, apparently, even I don't know how much we want to get into the sexual nature of this, but
as long as it's clinical, you can talk about anything you want.
I mean, it's the kind of thing that I think even protected sex with a condom doesn't quite prevent, because there's that physical contact. You can wear a condom and still.
Not a doctor.
Okay, maybe we can get a doctor to come and put this in context for us again.
Yeah,
but
here's,
please call
but
in.
So you've got to be really vigilant on this HPV thing, because the fact is that you're talking about 75% of the United States has it. So
yes,
I mean, you know, condom wearing is always a good idea. I'm never going to suggest that it's not, but, it is everywhere.
But this isn't something they're trying to treat like polio, right? This is something they're trying to phase
relatively
out.
Relatively speaking,
over the generations,
yeah, it's a nuisance of a disease. It's not like, you know, you've got cancer, AIDS.
Right.
And then there's a few more. And then Lou Gehrig's disease. And then.
Yeah, it's like right
above
lockjaw
or
something,
yeah,
right? Like,
or
it's
scurvy.
Not such a big deal.
It's like, yeah, it's between lockjaw and scurvy on, like, priorities. Maybe I'm downplaying this, like I said, a doctor could put it exactly in the ranking, but it's relatively low.
So it has advantages to getting, there are advantages to getting this vaccine and disadvantages to getting the vaccine, and but to this whole opt-out thing with vaccines really bothers me. This
as opposed to opt-in.
This is social engineering at its very best. One can make the argument that in a public school that we don't want to have kids that haven't had the chickenpox vaccine because they're around other kids. But unless they're humping in the hallways, they're not spreading HPV to each other.
Well, I guess
now, I'm not saying it's never happened.
maybe in Texas they've decided to give up on the abstinence preaching and say, we're just going to inoculate our girls at 12 and tell them to have fun. Maybe that was Perry's. I don't know. I don't think that was in the campaign, but maybe it was like after the law got approved, that was going to be his next
that
bill.
That would have been more votes. The top of Michelle Bachmann's head shoot off, flip over two times, and fall back down.
If things like that happened, I'd be watching more of these debates. But there were two other responses from Perry that I just have to share here, okay? He said, at the end of the day, I am always going to err on the side of life.
Oh. Okay. Rather than freedom, of course.
Well, also, the dangerous part of life, choosing people, the public safety over freedom is one thing, but I'll bet he's not going to choose life when they're talking about bringing home the troops from 131 nations.
Heaven forbid. All right, we got one more quote here, one more, because there was... You know, there have been lots of insinuations about this, about the financial incentive, Rick Perry being associated with Merck, having the drug company that was going to be making this vaccine, his, staff member, lobbyist, whether he had shares in the company or through a mutual fund, things like that.
This whole lobbyist politician thing is just so disgusting to me. I mean, I understand why politicians should be able to hire lobbyists. If you're either a lobbyist or you're a politician, you're in the political class, as far as I'm concerned. This switching back and forth is disgusting business.
Well, here's the thing about him trying to play this off. I raised $30 million, and if you're saying I can be bought for $5,000, I'm offended.
So, right.
You may call me a whore, but I am not a cheap whore.
I am not a cheap whore.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And Bachmann had a retort.
He didn't sound truly offended when he said it, because I was watching this, and he just sounded like this is what they told me to say.
Wow.
$5,000 is all I got, which isn't that much. I am not impressed by the amount of money that he got out of the deal. What I am impressed by is, look, you are always swayed by the people whom you surround yourself with. That always happens. This guy was a lobbyist for this drug company, and you had him on your staff, so of course you were swayed by him. And it may not be about the money for you, but it's darn sure about the money for him.
But, I want to find some hope in this story, actually, if I may, just to end this on a positive. Yeah, no, I do, because Bachmann, this is Michelle Bachmann, suddenly a champion of health freedom, saying, I'm offended for all the little girls and parents who didn't have a choice. Now, if only we can get her to stick to that, the principles behind that statement, we might have someone... Okay, never mind.
I would love to see her stick to the choice aspect.
Well, it was in this case you actually did have a choice if you paid attention, but that wouldn't really make a difference if you sent your kid to school, they got the vaccine, killed them. Yeah. And it does. I mean, there are reactions to these vaccines. 855, 450 free.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the Staples toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can get archives going back as far as 2006 for free at archives.freetalklive.com. We've got shows in their entirety completely free for you going back for more than 5 years at archives.freetalklive.com. It's Mark.
And Derek J.
And Adam Coker.
And we were talking about the debate last night, and Gardasil came up. And as interesting it is to hear completely misinformed talk show hosts talk about medicine, we've got somebody who claims to be a doctor on the line. Dr. Jones in British Columbia. Dr. Jones?
Yes, hello. I hate to disappoint you, but my doctorates are in law and in political science, but I have been researching vaccines. I'm looking at the politics of vaccines and all this. And actually, I lived in Texas in 2007 when Perry was recommending this. And just to remind people, the head of the whatever health board in Texas, he was advocating, a black man actually, he was advocating that yes, all girls get this as early as age 9. And when he was in front of the committee in the Texas legislature, they simply asked him one question. They said, well, you have a daughter who's 16. Has she already been injected? And he kind of hummed and hawed and said, well, no. And that, boom, the bill died right away because, yeah, there was no, there was, put your money where your mouth is, and the guy wouldn't inject his own child. Now,
this is one of the things, by the way, about vaccines that really kind of bug me, is that, so you're talking about, like, polio's terrible, right? No doubt. Nobody wants to get polio. But people have adverse reactions. Some people have adverse reactions to vaccines. I know I've had an adverse reaction to a vaccine. Some people, those adverse reactions kill them. Sometimes there's brain damage. You never know. And the chances aren't high, but the chances of getting polio in the United States are remarkably low, too.
Yeah. Now, ironically, again, and anyone can go check this, the CDC has a weekly morbidity and mortality report. It's called MMWR, Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Reports. And in 1991, it's online, the CDC actually did a report of just the tetanus and pertussis shot alone, okay? And it says in there, one in five times, not in one in five children, but one in five injections will result in anorexia in the person injected. Now, remember, this is recommended and was recommended at that time for two-month-old children. So there are an awful lot of boys I've seen in the past years, because I've been teaching, my wife's been teaching, we've worked with a lot of little kids, a lot of boys who are really thin, really underweight, no appetite, and, of course, you know, you're talking about your effects of vaccines, and, of course, I was affected by vaccines, too, but the kids now are getting many more vaccines much earlier. So, but again, going back to Gardasil, in fact, the manufacturer, the woman who helped design it for Merck, she said she never thought it was intended for children. It was only intended for women in the later years, you know, over 40, after childbearing years. Moreover, estimates show that almost 80% of all women have HPV at one time in their life. And I think one of you all said, yes, people get it all the time. And in fact, like any other virus, your body fights it off and they have no problem. So many times women will have what's called an irregular pap smear, which means they have either precancerous cells or something, you know, HPV-affected cells, and they'll go back 6 months later when they're healthier, when they've had more sun, when they're not as stressed, and, in fact, they have a normal pap smear. So the claim of Gardasil as having a benefit, you know, is really slight. Moreover, you have to remember, if you read the insert, it says it only fights or kills four strains of the 20 known viruses that can lead to what they claim to be cervical cancer. So by definition, when you wipe out those four, you strengthen the other 16 and you increase the probability of their living. So
that's apparently type 6, 11, 16, and 18, apparently, according to this.
Right. They only say they get four. But
now, like, I don't know how many strains there are. But
Mark like is 50? just I think at this point we need to put out a little disclaimer. Mark also is not a doctor, but sometimes he plays one on the radio.
I just look at the internet.
Right. And moreover, the important thing is, you know, we really don't have good evidence showing the efficacy of any vaccines. Again, I'm doing research right now going into looking at cases starting back in the 1800s all the way up through now, you know, just various court cases, a state court, federal court, and over, you know, this claim was, well, better safe than sorry. Well, some doctors said this would be good. But in fact, there were always doctors, even in the 1800s, saying, you know, these vaccines are dangerous. We don't know if they work. The claim is this is to stop smallpox. Almost all the cases were about smallpox vaccine. But in fact, it's very difficult to tell the difference between smallpox and chickenpox and, you know, other similar ailments.
Except
for the dying part. well, now that's actually quite interesting, because
if you die, it was probably smallpox.
Smallpox. Well, actually, there are two strains of smallpox, and the reason why anyone would die most probably from smallpox, especially back 100 years ago or 50 years ago, would be from fever that could not be controlled. And ironically, of course, fever can be controlled with vitamin D. So when my daughter had chickenpox, she's never been vaccinated. We lived in Bosnia. She got chickenpox from other kids at the preschool there, and she had a fever of up to about 104. I gave her vitamin D, brought the fever down. And in fact, there's, you know, that's the only, you know, you could have dehydration, you could have high fever, but you don't get anything else. And again, going back to the CDC reports, they say, yes, if you look at just the DTaP, you know, the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, the whooping cough supposed virus, and tetanus, they said, yes, you get swelling of the brain like 1 in 20 times. It's not like it's a chance, the slight chance you could maybe get a serious injury from vaccine. It's pretty well understood. It's going to happen. And so, you know, you really have to think about it. I mean, I know you guys do a good job and you like to say a lot of things, but to turn around and say, well, there must be some benefit from vaccines, that's a stretch, and that's what's being claimed all the time by the manufacturers.
This is, but the problem is that there's scientific evidence out there that the vaccines, you know, do some of the things that they say that they do.
No, that's not true.
I've read these things the best I can read them, and this is the problem. Wait a second. Before you start, wait. I've let you. You've had the freaking soapbox for 5 minutes. God, hold on. So I've done the best research that I can do as a layman, and what I'm telling you is it really comes down to who are you going to listen to. And this is the same on a lot of issues on the Internet. Do I believe 9/11 was an inside job or don't I? Well, it depends on who you decide to believe when finally the rubber hits the road, which expert you want to believe, because not everybody can be a doctor. Not everybody can figure these things out. And I got to say, I think vaccines probably do what they said they do. But the really disturbing thing about them is that you can't sue these people. So that does not put a good market incentive place to serve your customers. I've chosen not to vaccinate my child. Why? Because I don't know, and the Hippocratic Oath says to do no harm. First, do no harm. So I decided, okay, first, I'll do no harm, because I know that vaccines can cause reactions. I know that people can be allergic to them. I know that I was allergic to a vaccine. Therefore, my son is more likely to be allergic to a vaccine. I will err on that side. But I can understand why parents choose to do the other. I just am afraid of doctors and politicians that want to say things like, well, this is better for the herd. It's okay if we kill off a few as long as we protect the herd.
I think there's more to it. I want to throw this out because I really want to see what the listeners think about this, because I think there's a different attitude, a kind of an elitist thing. Like, was Rick Perry going to have any of his daughters vaccinated? Like you said, this guy who was making the case
They're
before the Texas legislature.
Yeah.
It's, we think diseases are icky, and we don't want any of us or our family to get diseases, so we want to inoculate everybody else, sterilize the rest of the population. You guys get vaccinated so we don't have
get
to worry.
Dirty,
we
dirty
can be safe. Right, exactly.
Right.
Sorry, Dr. Jones.
Look, I can conclude.
Sure.
Can I make just two quick points and then I'll let you guys go? But look, if you can find and announce, and I listen to your show, you find me a peer-reviewed article that shows how whatever vaccine made somehow, in fact, prevents that bug from affecting people with disease, find it. As late as
go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. They'd love to talk to you about it. Appreciate the call, Dr. Jones. 855-450-3733.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9. Another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you use the pull-down menu, when you check out, let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. I wouldn't go to court without it. Jurisdictionary.com. So, we were talking about the Republican debate, and then the vaccine thing came up, and you know, I don't want to descend into the vaccine debate, because there are, I think, good arguments to be had on both sides of this. And I think everybody has to kind of come to their own conclusion. But I think that what the important thing is that people really do get to make their own decisions. And mostly people don't get to make their own decisions in this area. When it says, well, you got to have these vaccines to come to public school, then that's hardly an opt-out.
Well, you said you had a bad vaccine experience yourself.
I did. I took the flu vaccine twice and have never been more ill than when I took them.
You didn't learn the first time?
I was, this is why it stings so badly. I believe the doctor when he said, it's impossible. It couldn't have had anything to do with it. Nothing.
It's just coincidence.
It's absolutely what they told me. So I took it again, and bam, I got sick again. Now, I actually had one of the pro-vaccine folks that, you know, they claim like, oh yeah, I'm all for public, for choice, but they never let up. They keep on pounding on the vaccines. I had one of them say that I actually had to do it 34 times, that I had to take it and get sick and take it and get sick and take it to know that it was the vaccine that was doing it. Well, come on. I can't make a decision as an adult that vaccines, I have an allergic reaction to the flu vaccine, right? I mean, that's ludicrous. You're never going to get anybody on your side when you keep on telling them they're dumb and their experience is meaningless.
So do the public schools really make parents give their kids vaccines for entry?
Depending on the state, some states will allow a religious exemption. Some states will allow a philosophical exemption.
If you're religious, it's okay to make other kids sick.
Right.
Well,
the point you were making before was that it's a situation where a person has to opt out rather than opt in to getting the vaccine.
Right, and I don't know what Texas's rules are as far as opting out, but
the excuse for having vaccines in schools is that they're going to spread them in school. And that, I think that there's something to be said for that. I'm just not going to send my kid to their school. But the HPV, not as good of an excuse there.
No, it's not a situation like polio or some other sort of outbreak.
I mean, I went to a public school for 4 years and never once had sex. So, I'm reasonably certain that we can get away with out kids having sex at public schools. Thinking it'll be okay.
Maybe they're worried about the teachers and school administrators getting carried away.
You're right. I did see teachers and students having sex. It occurred while I was there.
Well, you know, I had a bad vaccine experience myself. I was when I was in the Marines. You know, when you go through boot camp, there's one day in the processing where
they hit you with everything.
You roll up your sleeves, and then you're stand at attention, and you take one step forward, and you're walking a gauntlet, and you get a needle in either shoulder. Then you take another step forward, and you get another needle in either shoulder. You do that two more times, and then at the end of the gauntlet, you pull your pants down, and you get one in the behind.
No.
And believe it or not, 6 months later, I was getting shot at. Which is a perfect bridge to our next topic, the foreign policy issue here. On from the debate, we had another interesting exchange, but this just goes to show what a boring repeat this was of the last debate, because there was a little dust up last time between the time before.
Between, it just keeps happening.
Yeah, Santorum got that history lesson on Iran from Ron Paul, and I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Santorum thought that actually, he's better than most Americans who believe that foreign policy and history began on 9/11. He believed that they started in 1979 when the Iranian students took over the embassy and took the hostages. He thought that it happened then. Ron Paul, however,
1950s and all of that with the CIA.
The CIA instituting the Shah and causing this whole thing.
Well, the more we learn from history, the more we learn that we never freaking learn from history, and neither does Rick Santorum, who decided to get into it over foreign policy again with Ron Paul, this time over 9/11. And this goes back. This is almost like a replay of, of the Giuliani thing.
Yeah.
From 2008, where Ron Paul said, perhaps our foreign policy of having bases all over the world, perhaps we should listen to the people just to not because we care about our enemies, but we care about understanding them enough to defend ourselves from them, if only for that, if you are completely devoid of human compassion. To listen to that.
We don't want to understand them. They must accept everything that we say. And this is kind of how political parties work. I mean, the people that are dyed-in-the-wool conservatives or Republicans or whatever, they believe that everybody on the other side is an idiot and must come to their side completely and wholly in order to be correct. And that's really what they believe. I will give not an inch, and you will come all the way over to me. And this, by the way, is a really great stance if you want to be unhappy, violent, and dangerous for the rest of your life.
And it sounds like Mr. Santorum is having this opinion about Iraq now, right? Is that what he's saying? He has some business there and he doesn't even know the history?
Right. Well, it's more specifically, last night it was about 9/11, and Ron Paul had a Texas, he does a weekly column, Texas Straight Talk, and he did one for the 9/11 anniversary and said that foreign occupation is, quote, the real motivation behind the September 11 attacks and the vast majority of other instances of suicide terrorism. So Rick Santorum, who knew he could read, brought this up at the debate and challenged Ron to explain why he was blaming America for 9/11.
Okay, so he tried to frame it differently. But
yeah.
I understand from Ron Paul's perspective, he has no business in Iraq or around the world. And Mr. Santorum is saying that, he wants to be in there with guns and lots of men.
Santorum's not actually saying that. It would be foolish for him to come out and say, let's kill more people and start more wars. What he's just
saying,
it's, well, and, well, that's just because you're listening. but what he's trying to say is, 9/11 was not America's fault. And I don't know what America is precisely, but I can tell you that it is the fault of the people in the United States government in Washington, D.C., coming up with policy over the last seven decades. Yes, That much I'll say. But America, I'm not sure where that is or what that is or who he's referring to when he says that.
That was me. My bad. 9/11 was it was an inside job. I did it. I take it back. I promise it'll never happen again. But I just have to, as an aside here, because you talk about this advocacy for war, and you know, when I was active with Iraq Veterans Against the War, we had our government-sponsored AstroTurf counterparts called, I almost don't want to say the name to endorse them, but it, I'm not going to say the name of this guy, but it was Vets for Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're not Iraq Veterans Against the War, you are Vets for Freedom.
And so what is that?
Well,
what is the Vets for Freedom?
I'm still on this guy's email list. Mm-hmm. This is what's really disturbing, because he's in Afghanistan now, some kind of government contractor, and the email said, after so many years of passionate war advocacy, and I stopped reading the sentence right there, and I was like, they actually unabashedly are calling it that now.
Yeah.
War advocacy.
Oh, okay, so they're Vets for Freedom, as in
they're
vets are the ones who get freedom by waging war, right? Is that
it's
what
just one of those. You can't have freedom without killing folks from other countries. Come on.
Well, yeah, that's what it sounds like. You know, you
and
love freedom, sank a vet,
inside
right?
The country
that's
too.
What they say.
Yeah.
Well, it was. Oh my gosh, there are veterans coming home from the war saying it's BS. We have to create our AstroTurf Veterans Organization as a response to that. So they were the. Well, they still are technically. I don't know what they're up to. I don't follow them that close. They're the pro-war veterans group.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to have something to be for. If you can't ditch your uniform, you know, why not be all for?
But
the
this is
do
this
they
the
deny
phrase.
PTSD? Are they PTSD deniers?
No,
too?
No, not that bad, not that bad. There are they leave that to the politicians, but they're not even calling it defense advocacy or being strong on terrorism, like. All of those things have kind of just worn so thin, they're not even relevant. All you see now, we're just going to call it what it is.
Passionate
war
advocacy.
I know. It was insane.
Ew.
So Ron Paul was there, you know, and I was actually a little surprised because Ron Paul really set himself up in this exchange to get booed, but he did cut to the chase and said that, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves. What would we do if another country, say China, did to us what we do to all those countries over there? Would you be annoyed? If you're not annoyed, then there's some problem. And he's getting booed.
Well, he got some boos, but he got a lot of claps, too. I listened to it.
He got applause, and then when it came to
planted.
The responsibility, then he got booed.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.